its arm. Some melee. It has all the, so it is capable of absorbing that. And we cannot say kibilikach piltei, because we only say kibilikach piltei if it is agav groren, of the, its own dam that it is pelate. So mimele it will be pelate also the dam that it just absorbed from another chatiche. Mashenkin here, it will not be pelate its own dam, because it dried up, it shog gimel yomuluche. So mimele the chatiche sheshog gimel yomim, beloy meliche, that was nimlach together with other chatiches, that were not shog gimel yomim, so that chatiche that is shog gimel yomim, it becomes osir, and you cannot eat it even while it's li. Why? Because the other chatiches are pelit their dam, and this chatiche that is not busy being pelit its own dam, because its own dam dried up, on account of shog gimel yomim liche, so mimele it will absorb it, it's not totally meat for dam. This is what he says. The mikom okay. So I mean, this is what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh says that Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yomim Bilo Melicha, and then you are Meleachet, so roll a hatia. But we cannot ignore the Takonis again. So we see, I mean, from the Chuvis of Rivosh, that he agrees with the Shach, that the Chuvis Hagenim is not just declaratory of the Mitzias. They just mentioned a scientific fact, and Mele becomes Osea. Mele becomes Osam in the Gemara. No. Within the Gemara, it's still Muter, because even though it was Niskashe, but it's still capable of drawing out the bulk of the dam. And the minimum of dam that will remain is not enough to give it time. But Roman Loch is again, and we cannot be misalzo and takras again. Valkoch, Vadal Nisma, Shindovali Kulalze, Vilima Shall Yiva Shadam, El Lichum Ramrinon, the Shemo Dam Shalay Yates Al Mirche, Kims and Iskashi, Valkoch in Kanhetale Mak, Mushi Yifli Dam Shalay, Yifli Dam Kane, Mashebelea, Mibosarach. Bosarach. All right, so what did the Taz say? On one hand, the Taz agrees with the Psak of the Mashal. What does the Mashal say? That if Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yom Bilei Meliche, and then it was Nimlach properly in a cliche in a Kli HaMinuket. And then it was Nimlach again in a Kli. So, and then it was properly in a Kli HaMinuket, I'm sorry. The Mashal says, in the case where Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yom Bilei Meliche, and it was Nimlach properly in a Kli HaMinuket. And then it was Nimlach a second time in a Kli HaMinuket. So the Sheol thought that it becomes Osea. Because maybe some of the dam that remained with the first meliche, so will come out with the second meliche. So will come osa. So the Bashal says monefshech. If it is capable of extracting, so the first meliche did the job. If it's incapable, so the second meliche did not do the job either. So the Taz agrees with the psak of the Bashal. But the Taz says when is it muter? Only when two meliches were made. But suppose only one meliche was made. In Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yom Meliche, and that one meliche that was made in a Kli Sheini Minukev, so then it becomes Oser, because then it might be Pele Dam and then reabsorb it, because the Kli is a Kli Sheini Minukev. And the same way, if let's say this Chtiches Bosa Sheshor Gimel Yom Meliche was Nimlech with other chatiches that were natural, so then this chatiche that was shogim yom liche becomes osa. Why? Because the other chatiches that were natural are pilidam, and that is absorbed by this chatiche. And we cannot say it will not absorb it, because I did it toridle mifledam, because here it's niskashe, so it's not toridle mifledam. And we cannot say it kibelikach peltei, because kibelikach peltei you only say agav grore of its own natural dam that it is pelet. So it will be pelet also the dam that it absorbed from the chatiches. Mashenkin here, where it's niskashe, so it will not be pelet its own natural dam, its own inherent dam. So memele, it cannot be pelet. It cannot be paleit, it's all, I mean, the dam that it absorbs from the Chatiches. V'royis l'meireachot she'itir bozeh mitam kibelikach paleit. V'nireh she'to, divadai zedeim l'meilei arboso she'nimlach kvor, v'yotso midei domei v'tzirei, imsho boso she'meileich lehitzi domei. So it's the amrinam b'chol tzimien zedeh vadeh b'leyem n'yiseh, v'nisha v'seichei, but it's not such a double portion. Because there are several lishenes here in Siman Ayin. Now turn to Siman Ayin.
Sifo.
Yesh Eisrim. Litein Bosor Shal Nimlach Klal. Bosor that was not Nimlach at all. Oish Nimlach Upolat Kol Dome. So one situation is of Bosor that was not Nimlach yet. The other is Bosor Shal Nimlach Upolat Kol Dome. So Yesh Eisrim to place them together in Bosor Shal Nimlach Keitim Plidose Dam. Lifi Shaboso Shaboso Shaloi Nimlach Oy Shenimlach Upolat Koldome Heze Rubelea Mima Shehavere Pelit Vieish Matirin al de Miliche Shimlechena Hakach Kios Yafrit Koldam Shebola Vieish Matirin Beholze. So the Tas says Vieish is Sifi Dalet Vieish Matirin Beholze Pirish Beboso Shaloi Nimlach Adain Pshite Shetoil Miliche Kishem sheyitzi dam shel atzmei, kach yitzi dam kam habalua. Elafil riboso shenimlach. Upolat kol dome vitzirei, meiloi milicha sheyitzi sadam shebola achshov. Vayish eisrin dereishe, svirlei, dein, svirlem, dein melech maflit ala mashe vishalei. Viloi mashe bola mimoki macha klal. So in other words, we have several situations. So, in other words, so there is a shite that if, let's say, you had on the salting board, you had many chtiches boso that was salted and were in the process of being peledan, and then you put on the same salting board a chtiches boso that was not nimlach klal, so there are some rishenim who say that it doesn't become osa. Why? Because inasmuch as this chtiches boso and the salting board, you had already many chtiches boso that were nimlach and were in the process of being peledam. Now you place next to this chtiches boso a chtiches boso that was never nimlach as yet. So the Arishenim will say that this chtiches boso that was never nimlach doesn't become osir. Why doesn't it become osir? Because inasmuch as it was not nimlach as yet, now you place it in the salt, so it will start being pellet its own dam. So true, it will absorb from the other chatiches, because the other chatiches are in the process of being pellet dam. So along with its own inherent natural dam, that it will be pellet, it will also be pellet the dam that it will absorb from the other chatiches. So it's not osa. Masha'in kein, if on the salting board, where you have many chatiches of boso that are in the process of being peledam, you'll put a chatiches boso that was already nimlach, it was made kosher, nimlach and hudach, so it doesn't have any inherent dam of its own to be peled. So then, and if you place that chatiches boso that was already made kosher, it was already nimlach and hudach, and it already was peled all its own inherent dam, so when you put it next to the other chatiches that are in the process of being peledam, so this chatiche that was already nimlach v'hudach will absorb the dam from the chatiches that are on the salting board. And then we cannot say kibeli kach peltei, because when these rishenim say, when can we say kibeli kach peltei? If it has to be pelet, it's undam. Let's say if you put echtichas boso that was not nimlach yet, so then as a result of being subjected to the salt on the salting table, so on the salting board, so it will start being pellet its own dam. So agav greire, agav grore, along with its own dam that will be pellet, it will be pellet the dam that it will be absorbing from the chtiches on the salting board. Mashein kein, if you put the chtiches boso shenimlach vihudach, it doesn't have any dam of its own inherent natural dam to be pellet, just by itself. Kibeli kepach pelte, not agav grore of the other dam, of its own dam, that we don't say. But this is one shite. And then he says, so that's the shite of the v'yesh matirin al bimileche shimlechenu hakach kioz yaflit kol dam shebola. But only, so the first yesh matirin as reference to yechtichas boso shaloi nimlecho, that was placed on the salting board, together with chtiches boso that are in the process of being peledam. But will be placed. So the first Ishmatirim say that there is no Eitze to be Mileyachet, and then it will be Maflit all the dam. Because we only say Kibelikach Pelte if it's Agavgor. But then there is another Yeshmatirim. The Yeshmatirim beholds it. In other words, that even if you placed Echtichas Boso Oshel Nimlecho Vehutcho on the salting board together with other Echtichas Boso that are in the process of being Peledam, so this Echtichas Boso that Nimlecho Vehutcho absorbed the dam from the other Chatiches, so there is an Eitze to be Mileyachet. So then we'll say Kibelikach Pelte, so the Melech will extract the dam that this Chatiche absorbed from the other Chatiches, even though it will not be able to be Pelet Agav Grore of its own inherent natural dam. So in other words, so when he says, V'royisi l'mirech, shehiter bozeh mitam Kibelikach Pelte. Kibelikach Pelte, in other words, so a mirechot was matir. In the case of Mele of Bosa Shesho Gimel Yom Lemeliche, that was Nimlach together with other Chtiches Boso. So the Ta says that it's Osa. So he says there is one Meire, one Pesek who said, no, it's Muta. Because true, that when the Chtiches Boso Shesho Gimel Yom Lemeliche was Nimlach with other Chtiches, so the other Chtiches were Pele Dam. So Mele this Chtiches Boso Shesho Gimel Yom Lemeliche absorbed the Dam from the other Chtiches. But still it is muter because kibelikach peiltei, because the same melech that affected a blie of dam from the other chatiches will be able to affect a plite of the same dam. So this is what the other pesik said. V'roisil mirayach shita b'zem tam kibelikach peiltei v'nira sheto divada izeh deimel imleiach boso shenimlach kvo v'yotzom nidomei v'tzirei imshor boso shemleiach leitzidomei da'amrinu b'chol tzimen zeh divada b'leia min yisah v'nisha b'sichei kibishelim al haflit. Now he says da'amrinu b'chol tzimen zeh, but b'simen zeh the Mechaber in Simen Ayin, Sivov, mentions one Yeshmatirim, the first Yeshmatirim. The first Yeshmatirim says what the Ta says, but then he mentions the Yeshmatirim Becholze. Now, the Shite of the Yeshmatirim, of the Becholze, so they are Matir, even Echtichas Boso, that was Nimlach Vihudach, that was placed on the salting board with Echtichas Boso, that was in the process of being Peledam. So it's also Muter, the second Yeshmatirim. So why does he say, and the Mechaber says, Ulchatchila Yeshloches L'Divrei Yisrim, but the Eved, we can rely on the Matirim, not only on the first Yesh Matirim, but even on the second Yesh Matirim. So why does he, why is he so massive against this Meire? I mean, so what this Meire passed on the basis of Kibelikach Peiltei was in line with the second Yesh Matirim in Sivanai and Sivo. All right. So the Nekudas HaKesef, of course, will mention all that. So the Amrinu bechol tzimen zeh devadei b'leia min yisav nisha b'seichei ki mishem lima lehaflit hochanam Amrinu b'lechumre ve'id nira li imolach haboso shesho gimul yomim insho boso shekvonim lach vihudach b'chli sheni minukev, that if he was melei al the boso that was sheye gimul yomim together with the boso shekvonim lach vihudach b'chli sheni minukev osa gam shor haboso dibozei Amrinu nehefach lechumre shemo yeitze adam shenizkashe al deam liche ve'isa shor haboso ki mishem munach Bichli sheinei sheinimnuke kol zebo lifeani is died. In other words, so he says that if boso sheshogim yom lomelichei was nimlach together with boso shekvon nimlach vihutach, and he was meleach dead boso with the other boso in the chli sheinimnuke, so then the other boso is oser. Why? So it should be oser. Because after all, if the Takunes Hageinim is declaratory of the Mitzies, so Mimele, what do we have to be afraid of? The other boso was already Nimlach Vihudach. So they don't have any dam of their own. It's Nimlach Vihudach. This boso was Nimlach after it was Shogim Yom Mimliche. And if the Takunes Hageinim is a scientific fact that once it was Shogim Yom Mimliche, so it cannot extract any dam. How can the other Chtiches Boso become Oser? So he says, no, we have to be Cheshit L'chumre. In other words, the Taz, that's the Shita of the Marshal in the Taz, that the Takone Sageinim is not a new Takone, but it's just a Sofik in the Mitzies. The Geinim really had a Sofik. Boso Shogim Yom Mimliche, is it capable of extracting the dam or it's not capable? So, in the case where there were two miliche, so then the mashal says mimolefshech. But in the case where there is one miliche, we have to be cheshesh. Maybe it's incapable of extracting, and we also have to be cheshesh. Maybe it's capable of extracting. So, mimele, in the case where the bosa shesho gimel yom lemiliche was nimlach in the cliche in minukev with other hatiches bosa that were already nimlach vihudach before. So we have to be cheshesh. Maybe it is capable. If it is capable, so dam will come out from this chatiche and it will be absorbed by the other chatiches. So maybe the other chatiches will become awesome. Anyway, we see from the Taz that the Taz holds that the takones againim is not a new takone. And we didn't ignore its muta. Takones againim is the clarity of the mitzias. But what is the mitzias? It's sofik. The Gainim had a sofik. They didn't know, they weren't sure. But it's either or. Either it is capable of doing the job or it's not capable. So mainly we have to be cheshish. And we see that the Taz, from this Taz we see, that the Taz doesn't hold that Takones HaGainim is a new Issa by the Gainim. We didn't ignore its muta. Because if the Taz had held that it's a new Issa by the Gainim, we didn't ignore its muta, how can he be chelik on the psak of that Pesach? And he says that in this case we cannot rely on Kibele Kachpelte. We cannot rely on Kibele Kachpilte. Why? Because it doesn't have its own dam. It doesn't have its own dam to be paled. It doesn't have its own dam to be paled. But after all, there is a Shittes HaRishonim, the second Yesh Matirin that is Materet, even in a case where it certainly absorbed dam. Certainly absorbed dam. So Lachaskama V'chamo, that he should rely likure in regard to it takones againim and that chite of the yesh matirim becholze. So obviously the Taz holds that it's not it takones againim. It is midine digmore. Takones againim is only the clarity of the mitzvahs. All right. Now motzosi became its yoshin vizeli sheni shomati ma'arav shoma v'shem ma'arif shoma m'shem ma'aril boso shesho gimu yomem beloy miliche she'osil. So he says, what does Rav Rabeza say? Shimacha shesho gimu yomim molchu kishio miliche v'yidichu v'yitzolu shuv muta levash. Now, so what's the pshat in it? Monefshach. We have a machleike between it from Sadeshen and the Mario. Boso shesho gimu yomim miliche is muta al deitzli, whether you, after the tzli, you can be mevashlet. From Sadeshen says, you cannot be mevashlet after the tzli. And the Maril says you can be mevashlet after the tzli. So monefshech, if the Rav Rebezer holds like the Trumas Adeshen, so what if it is molchu kishio meliche v'yidichu? So why does he mention if he holds like the Trumas Adeshen? So even if it's molchu kishio meliche v'yidichu, it still should be also levasha. If he agrees with the shita of the Maril that after tzli it's muta bebishul, so even without miliche, it should be muta. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Kivigia mentions the pshat in Rav Rebezer. I mean, it's that gives meaning to it. So b'minchas Yaakov Kosav, the Rav Rebezer svirlei kaseivrim, the muta levashul achatzli, elu the svirlei the litzli gamkin boi miliche mikedem, kmo shekosuv b'tiras chatos. Bishay misavheta, avu yudon di kaimelon. Dein li vashel acharatz liye, gam bimolche vitzoli le mahan. So that gives meaning to it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The Rav Rebeza says that in regard to the shayle, as to whether after tzli you are allowed to be mevashel, so it all depends. If you are meleach and madiach, the boso before you tzele, the boso that was shoye gimu yom b'mulichet. So you are meleachet and madiachet, then you make meleachet, so you are allowed to be mevash. But if you are not meleachet and madiachet, you just want to say it, The boss also showed him Yom Luliche. You're not allowed to be Mivashel after the Tzli. So the Michas Yaakov says that the Arab Rabbi Zeir agrees with the Shite of the Maril. That once you are Tzelet, you can be Mivashel at all. But why does he require that you should be Mileach and be Madiachet? The answer is there is a shita that Tereshatos mentions that by Bosa Sheshol Gimul Yomim Beloy Meliche that is Muta Al Ditzli, but you even if you want to eat it Al Ditzli, so you also have to make Meliche Nadoch. You also have to make Meliche Nadoch. So Mimele, so the reason as to why he mentions. So in other words, not only if you want to be Mivashlet Efretzli. So suppose you're not interested in being Mivashlet Efretzli. You are just interested in boiling it. You still have to make Meliche Nadoche. Because even though Tzli does not require, generally speaking, Tzli does not require Meliche Nadoche, so that's only if the Bosor was not Gimul Yom Meliche. So the Bosor is relatively soft. So then the fire can extract all the dam without Meliche Nadoche. Masha'in came when the Chtichas Boso was Sheyeh Gimel Yomim Belei Meliche. So then the Boso is relatively tough and sturdy. So Mimele, true that Al Ditzli it's Mutea. So that means if you atzel it after you make Meliche Nadoche, so the Meliche and the Adoche together with the Tzli will extract all the dam. Masha'in came without Meliche Nadoche. So it's also even Al Ditzli. Alright. Now, let's see what the Nikudas HaKesef says on the Marshal's Psak. Now, Kosav Marshal, Divri Marshal Tzor Chiyum, Das Voren Isene Soche, Da Abosor Pelit Meat. In other words, the Mshach agrees with the Lomdes of the Sheol. What did the Sheol say to the Marshal? The Sheol said to the Marshal that in the case of Bosor Sheshor Gimul Yomim Beloy Milich, Bosor Sheshor Gimul Yomim Beloy Milich, Beloy Milich, and then it was Nimlach, properly, in a kli haminuki, and then it was placed in a kli sheini minuke. So the sheol said that it's osa. Why? Because maybe it's analogous to a kele that requires libun. Let's say a sakin that was used on the fire, bisa, a sakin shalakon. They use the bisa. So Hagola is not enough. You have to make libu. So one could argue, since Hagola is not enough, it requires libu, so you should be able to use it on Bosor Reseach, Heter. Because without libu, so the Yisa will not be nifrat. So the Aloha is, no, you're not allowed. Because true, without libu, all the Yisa will not, all the Belua of the Yisa will not come out. But a little bit will come out. So Mimele, if you just made a gole in a tnat libun, so a little bit came out and the rest remained. And then when you are chetich a bosor ham, bosor heta ham, or anything that is ham, so then a little bit more of the bliya sisa will come out from the sack. So here too, bosor sheshor gil yom b'le miliche, and then you made miliche, a proper miliche, in a kli hamenuke. So a little bit of dam was extracted, but a substantial quantity of dam still remained. Then, when you put it in a kli, sheinim inukev, so a little more of dam will come out. And in the kli sheinim inukev, so it'll answer it. This is what the sheol assumed. So the mashal said, no, it's a monefshach. If the melech is incapable of extracting the dam, so in the second time, it will not extract the dam either. And if it is capable, so the first time it will extract all the dam. So the Kodesh HaKesef says, no. The first time it extracted a little bit of dam, and the second time it will also extract a little bit of dam. So that's one. He said, שהייתה בזה מטעם קיבל לקח פלטי, ונראה שתו, שדתה סז, דדת פסק מדתויס, ולי נראה דיטבויר, דדת פסק פסקים קורקט. דהו, הר דשו, שלושי יומים ולא מליחה, הוא חומרס הגיינים, ולא נזכר שום רמז בשס, so we see from נקודס הכסף, that he holds that the קודס הגיינים is not declaratory of מציאס, they just mention a scientific fact. A possible scientific fact. No, the Mitzias is that it's incapable of extracting every drop of blood after it was Sheyegim Yom Bolichai. But the bulk of the blood, the Melech will be capable of extracting. And the little bit, the minimum of blood that will remain after the Melech will have extracted the bulk of the blood is incapable of giving it time. So we didn't ignore its mutter. But again, he mastered it. So below me see the khumus again we need kashim ramez bishas we got a revolt simen pivov should be nage because he says that actually we should be matirach tichas bosa shishogim yom milicha if a milicha is made later on the chatchile we shouldn't do it but the evet we should be able to be matirach but he says we cannot be mizal from takonis again so we see from the chumis arubosh that it's a khumre it's a new isa of the game ויהיו כך חובו לו לצב עלו ואין לכל מה שהחמירו בפירוש ועיד איש למה דף הגנים לו יקאמרה שנייצא על דמליך הכלל שערי ועיד דף הגנים לו יקאמרה שנייצא על דמליך הכלל שערי הניר הדובו לעין שנייצא כל דומי ואם כן כיוון דה על קופונים יצא קצת דם אמרינו לגבי דם שבו לו כשבי לי כך פלטי כן נראה לי so now that's another tiny what does he say? He says that that Pesach made a mistake because any day melib milia boso shenim lach kvar v'yotza melidom v'tzire im shor boso shenim lach shemileach leitzidom so what is it? So he says no so he says so the vada is a day melib milia boso shenim lach kvar v'yotza melidom v'tzire im shor boso shemileach leitzidom tamrin b'chol simen said the vada b'layim nisea so where does that simen say in one loshin in simen ayin in one lashon simen ayin, the first yesh matirin, but the second yesh matirin, the yesh matirin beholds it, they hold that we say kibele kach peltei, even if it's not agav gore of its own in here and dam, if it's own in here and dam. But the shach says even according to the first yesh matirin, that kibele kach peltei will only say agav gore with the other natural dam in here and dam. But in this case, the Gaon never said that after it was Sheyegim Yom Milicha, it cannot extract its own dam altogether. It cannot extract all the dam, but a little bit of dam it can extract. So Mimele, it will still have its own natural inherent dam to extract. Not in profusion, but it will have a little bit. So Mimele, even according to the first Yesh Matirin, we should apply that the principle of Kibele Kachpeute. Kibele Kachpeute. But what's the time of the Taz? Because the Taz Lashitose, he holds that the Degenim expressed a certain suffix. So the suffix is, maybe if it's a Shogim Yom Bim Liche, it's incapable of extracting any dam. So Mimele, he says, according to the first Yesh Matirin, we cannot say Kibele Kach Peilte. All right. Kenirel. And the Chidush Agashuni. He is the Chidush HaGashini is a Talmid of the Taz. He is also Masik on the Taz. He's Masik on his own Rebbe. V'royisi l'meir acher, here on the margin. V'royisi l'meir echot shehita bazen, tam dir kach pilte v'nira shetor. V'ani eimer shein amir ahu min ateim. Ki namokim shehivi am chaber mishom raye. Shabes Yosef, what does he mention? B'simen ze, that there is no kibili kach pilte if it's not a gav gore of its own natural dam. So he says from that sieve we see that there is another shite that we do say kibele kach pelte even if it's not a gav gore of its own natural dam. This is what he said. Alright. Now the shach. Sif mentes. Vein loach le mibush. Bosa sheshor gimu yome meis leis. ולא מליחה נסיעה בשדומה בשכת, ולא יצייד על במליחה. ואפילו שייתנו במים פושרים, כדי שיסייר אדום אלוצייס, לא מהם, תרס רטוס. Why does it have mentioned? Because there is shite, the Bess Yosef mentions it. There is one shite, that if Bosso is sure of Gimu Yomim ולא מליחה, so then it will not readily come out of the dam through מליחה. But there is a way of arousing the dam to come out. How? By putting it, if you put it in warm water, not hot water, because if you put it in hot water, so then it will become osa. But if you put it in lukewarm water, in push, lukewarm water, so there is one shite that when you put the chtichas boso, shesho gimu yom v'lemilicha in lukewarm water, so that will be meiria the dam lotis. But we don't pass like that shite. Bess Yosef mentioned such a shite, but we don't pass like that shite. So vafilu sheyitnu b'mayim pushchim, kidei sheyisera domi lotze yisalo imam. Teres chapis. Umashal b'savet ha-shalem. Uperik la-bosa simen pe'e. Elo tzli. Vein loch le-mubush la-lo tzli. Uli tzli muta b'loi milich. So this was the shite of Rav Rebezia. That litzli, even litzli, it requires milich. Uli tzli muta b'loi milich. Elo l'chatchila yesh l'molchik tzaski sho tzli. So any tzli even l'chatchila requires a little bit of milich. Even if it's not sho, gimu yom b'loi milich. וכל כמה סימן אין בו, אבל הוא אמרים לו, כאילו ששו, כאילו יום בלי מליחה, ניבוי מליחה ממש אף לצלי. תרס חטוס. So in other words, why does the תרס חטוס say that? Because the שיטה of הרב רבי זה is to the contrary. That true, that ordinary צלי, when it's not sho, גימו יום בלי מליחה, so then the fire is capable to take out all the blood. מה שאין כאין this kind of תיחה, that is sturdy, it's tough. And it was nisyavish b'seichei, so then the fire can only take it, can take out the blood as a supplement to melich. But we pass not like that. Treschatos chishkodal. Umvoya shomoy, dafilu loy nikarei se mikidei hadam sheboy, mutal itzli. Dafilu loy nikarei se mikidei hadam sheboy, is mutal itzli. Ulil simen samadalets, if you tres nisboyer, vilchatchila yesh nakeir, haboso mechelef sheboy, teich shleish yomim. Uvidevet iminakre yachakach is mutar aflidevet. I mean, that's something else. But this is only elechatchile, but this is something that is not observed in the best slaughterhouses in America. In other words, the meat, when it comes from the slaughterhouse to the butcher shops, so they come to the butcher shops from all the slaughterhouses. I mean, the bulk of the meat, of course, the special orders, I mean, so come when they are already minuka. But usually, I mean, all the meat that comes from the slaughterhouses to the butcher stores, so they come not kosher made, and not minuka from the gidim of dam, not minuka from the chilev. They come like that, the way the meat was at the time of the shrit. So that's lechatchile. So the halacha is lechatchile we are mechuyev to be minakeir the boso from the chilev and also the gidim of dam tirsh leshiyomim. Because then, if you cheish leshi yomim, so it becomes niskashi. But the evet, we don't ask it. All right. So lo yivashlenu, the shemo, so he says, v'achash etzolei lo yivashlenu. The shemo lo yeitze kol domei al deitzliye, v'yeitze achakein al debish. Why shouldn't it be allowed to be mevashlet after tzli? Let's say now, liver. You cannot boil liver, but after you boil the liver, you are allowed to boil it. That's in regard to kovid, because the kovid is cooling down. So mimele, when you broil the liver, so you take out, so the dam draws out all the dam that is alpedin dam. So mimele, after boiling it, you're allowed to boil it in a pot. Mashein can here with the boso shesho gimu yomim beloy miliche. So you're allowed to boil it, but you're not allowed to boil it after boiling it. Why not? Why don't we say that the boiling takes out all the dam? So memele, there is nothing wrong in boiling it. So he says no. The shemo, what's the svare of the Tumas Adeshen? The shemo lo yeitzi kol domei al ditzliye. After all, since it was niskashe. Now the rivosh argues against the minhag of Chachmei Barcelona. They answered it. Chachmei Barcelona answered Boso Shesho Gimel Yomim Bele Meliche even al ditzli. Why? Because they said since it's niskashe b'seichei, so even the fire will not draw it out. So he argues against them, against the Chachmei Barcelona. He says, true, if it will not draw out, so what? So it shouldn't bother us. So then it's dam shalei pirish, and whatever whatever will be pirish will be drawn out, and whatever will not be drawn out, because it's niskashe, will not move from place to place either, because it's niskashe. So for the same reason that it will not come outside through the fire, so it will not move mimokim limokim either. That's the argument of the Rivosh. So he says, so Memeilet from Sadeshen says, but after Tzli, you cannot be Mivashlet. Because the Shem Olo Yeitze Koldome, Al De Tzli. Ve Yeitze Achakein, Al De Bishol. Da Bishol Peel Yeitze Am Tzli. Vim Bishle Yiz Muter. Shom Etein Un Leima, She Yotzo Hakeil. Uma She Nisha Vol Yotzo, Shom Yeitze Gam Kal De Bishol. Ve Lo Yidome Le Chovein, Beris Simen Ayin Gimel. So Kovid Aloche is, you're not allowed to boil it. But after you boil it, you are allowed to boil it. The gamkin leheter al dimliche, kim al ditzliye, umuta levash lahatzliye, vafu lechatchile. The also many male miliche, mishum ribudam shebo, umistome nifat hakil bitzliye, umashal nifat bitzliye, lo nifat bibishul. Avlohoche in male miliche, mishum shekronis yabish, dome biseche, viefya ditzliye ni peyel rake hadam, sheyetzi hakil, viabishul peyel rake. Now, there is a machlekes between the crazy place in the Orach HaShulchan in regard to a liver. So the halacha is a liver, so you have to boil it, and after you boil it, you allow it lechatchila to boil. That's in regard to a liver that was not Sheye Gimul Yomim. That was not Sheye Gimul Yomim after Shchita. How about a liver that was Sheye Gimul Yomim after the Shchita? And you boiled it. Are you allowed to boil? So the crazy place, he says, no. Because if the liver, the kovel, was not Sheye Gimul Yomim Blei Meliche, so Mimele, there we say that when you boil the liver, Mistome Niflat Hakel Bitzliye, Umashalo Niflat Bitzliye, Lo Yiflat Bibish. But here, it's Nisyabish Dome Biseyche. So, Efsha Bitzli, So and the Simen says the same thing applies to a kovid that was show gimul yomim lachashrite. So again, then it's nisyabish. So the kovid is also nisyabish, the dam in the kovid. So mele you boil it, fine. So some dam. So since the boiling took place was realized on the liver. After the dam b'ser chaliver was nisyabesh, so mimele the boiling, the fire did not draw out all the dam, and then when you boil it afterwards, it will be made to dam and it will be absorbed by the liver itself. So it's also, so the crazy place he asks to boil after boiling a liver that was sheye gimul yomim, beloy miliche, though hashulchan is made. Why is the Orach HaShulchan Meikil? He says, because there are many Rishenim who say that the dam of a liver is not also midraisa altogether. Many Rishenim say that it's not also midraisa. Rav Netam is among those Rishenim who say that the dam of the Kovid is not also. Why? What's the mokir for this big Chidesh? Because there is a Gemara in Chum. There is a Gemara in Chum around Dafkuf Yud Gimel around there. So the Gemara says that Yalte said to her husband Rav Nachman that Kol Mar De'osar Achmone Ishari, everything that the Torah uttered, so there is a counterpart to the Torah's matter. The Torah's matter. So everything. So the Torah uttered dam. So the Torah was matter kovid. Question is, what's the shayches? I mean, kovid. You're not allowed to eat kovid, the dam of the kovid. Are you allowed to take a raw liver that was not boiled and squeeze out the blood and eat it? That you're not allowed. You're only allowed to eat a liver. You're only allowed to eat a liver if you boiled it first. So then there is no dam. So many rishonim deduce from this gemara that actually hakovid is fully dam. Because no matter how many times you boil a liver, and even if you boil it for 2 hours, so you'll still not draw out all the dam. So how is the liver muter? The answer is, since kovid is kuli dam, so it's a special gzeras hakosef. That there is no isa dam in dam hakovid, midraisi. But the chachomim aser the dam hakovid. some mele, since it's only Asam Rabbanon, so when you draw out the madikum of dam, alidei tzliye, so then it is muta. Anyway, so there are Rishenim who say that kovid is kulida, and without a special zrasakosu, so then it would be osa to eat the kovid. It would be osa to eat the kovid, even alidei tzli, but midraise, the dam a kovid is not osa. That here was matter. So it's only osam drabonon. Some in Mele it says, we do, since the whole Isa, according to Men of Hashem, so the whole Isa of Kovet, of Dam of Kovet, is only midrabonon. Some in Mele, even if it's show Gimu Yomi, and then you boiled it, so you're allowed to boil it. Yes, what is it?
Can you eat a raw Kovet then?
No, raw Kovet not. Certainly not. Chlapoches midrabonon it's osa. Chlapoches midrabonon it's osa. And if you don't realize a broiling that draws out the a madkum of dam, so then the chachomim will not matter it. All right. Ve'ein lehasheis boso gimul yomim b'lo miliche kidei litzleisei dechayshinon dil meyish teleu mevashem. All right. V'imshol da'as orav b'tiras chatos dil chatchile ein lishreisei gimul yomim או איזה תרגמון כדל אשי איזה אית גימו יום אחר. ארבי דהבת שכבושו איזה גימו יומים מוטה לבשלה, אפילו אישו רק מיד תכה גימו יומים. אם הוא יומנוקה מגידי אדם. So the interest hatos, there are more paskans here, he doesn't discuss it. Now, the question is, suppose you did soak the chtichas boso, but not for half an hour. Or suppose you just made a doch. Not the kind of adoche that is made, you know, by the black workers with a hose, spraying the hose on one end of the behemoth and then on the other end of the behemoth. That's nothing. That's a joke. So that's like the anti-Semite, the Polish anti-Semite said, that a Jew, he wants to travel in a train, so he puts his feet in a basin of water, and then he says he's traveling in a boat, he's not traveling in a train. So that's the same thing is true of this kind of spraying, you know, by black. It doesn't make a difference whether it's done by a black worker or by a mashgiach with a long beard up to the knees. It doesn't make any difference. So if he does that kind of spraying, so that's nothing. The question is, suppose you make hadoche mirubo, a real hadoche, but you don't soak it for half an hour. So the Teras Chato says, Arbidevet shekvosho ise gimul yomim muta levashlei afilu lishore rak miati chagimul yomim. Even though there was no soaking for half an hour, just miat im hoyo minuka migidei adam. And even the evet it's muter with hadocha merube or shriya muetes. Only if the gidei adam were taken out. But if the gidei adam were not taken out within the 3 days, so then, even the Eved is osea, if there was no real shriya for heaven up. V'chein b'shas atrak, oy b'mokim hefzed merube, yochel ishreisei afil lechatchile, v'lishesei oyd gimul yom. Uv'isimone iteres chatos, shechei mucha da'as arav, v'kan hismit kol ze, lishvishikosav, sheyesh mikem esrabi im neyagin heter afil lechatchile, v'shepikile g'dei shokroke noag ukein, v'iniach lehem inogon, Likach sosan kan advorim liyisnare unaru pashti. So that's the reason as to why he doesn't say here that lechatchile he should not more than once to be shei another time on the basis of shri, because in certain mikemes there are neid hetel lechatchile uveemes in lehachmir. In lahach mi abidin meil kiv mishol imatzino chumre di boso sheshogim yom bemeliche bishas gam horivosh simen pizayin shode binage umikol mokeim lechatchile yesh lishreisei heitev kishereitze lasheisei eit gimul yom. What does it mean yesh lishreisei heitev? That means half an hour lechatchile. But the eved, even if he wasn't sheirei at half an hour, and even if just hadoche was made, also, okay, who was moistened by water, then it's no adoch at all. But from the lotion of the Shach, it's mashma, that the Eved, it's muter, he doesn't say it, but it's mashma, from the lotion of the Shach, that it is, that the Eved, it's muter, even if it was not minuker, migide adam and from the chilet, within the shleshion. It's not mashma, that, like this, but it's not spelled out by the Shach. But it's mashma, because first he mentions in the name of the Tiras Chatos, Imoyo, Mutali Vashli Afil, Shore Rakliati, Hajimul Yomin, Imoyo Munuka Migidi Adam, Yehem Bishatat Chak. So the Tiras Chatos himself says that only it was Minuka Migidi Adam. So it is Muta de Eved and Bishatat Chak Lechatrile. Much the implication being that if it was not Minuka Migidi Adam, so then even the Eved it is Oser, if there was no real Shriya for Eved now. That's the psak of the Tiras Chatos. But then the Shach says that here the Rav omitted all these things. Why? Because the Roman Mikemes were the Roman Mekil. So he left it to the Minek, Narav and Narav Pashtei. So it's mashma, and that in view of the fact that the Ramo here on the Agoyes doesn't mention that it's Muta the Eved only if it is Minukia Migide Adam, but if it's not Minukia, then it's also the Eved. In view of the fact that the Ramo doesn't say that, that here he was Chesia, and he was Mater the Eved, even if a real Shriya for half an hour did not take place. And even though it was not Minukea Migide Adam, Tersh Lejion. So that's its mashma. So it's mashma from the Shach, that the Eved, if a real Adoche Lechol Apoches was made, or a Shriya Moetis, for less than half an hour, let's say for 5 minutes, but it was soaked, or a real Adoche, if you poured water over every spot of the Bosor, so then it's Muta the Eved. And it's mashma that according to the Shach, it's muter, even if it was not Minukia Migide Adam. But let's see what the Tas says in C from the Gimel. Vim Shoru Eise B'mai, Pireish B'Yisav Heter, Davku Shoru Ktsa Shor. Avo Leindai Be'avor Asmaim Olof Mishiregilim Lasil B'Yisam Mikvachai. Now, so that Avor Asmaim was not the kind of spraying that takes place today. So in other words, the Savheta Shite is that Shorek Tzasho, what is Shorek Tzasho? Means Lachol Apoches, half an hour. If it's not even half an hour, if it's less than half an hour, it's not even Tzasho. So, but Hadoche, even Hadoche Merube, and Shriya for less than half an hour is not good. It's not good. Moshe Gimel Asma Hadoche, V'im Nikru Haboso. Now the Taz says. Oh, so he says. So that's not enough. In other words, Avolin Dai Be'av Davke Shorek Tzasho. So that is all right, lechatchila, if it's shasho. Aval in day b'avor asmaim olov, k'mo yishregil masi b'isamet b'chai. Even though it's adocha merubo, but that's not enough lechatchila. And then he says, that's lechatchila. How about the Eved? V'im nikru haboso tei chagimu yomim, seim chimoz b'di Eved al ma sheshofru olov b'avor b'aume. Mi'acha she'in shom dam, al ma shemuv lo b'boso. U'mikol mokim tzorech ha'kach, hadocha ha'cheres, k'dam licha l'gdeire afilu de Eved. Ad kan l'shem. So he says that even the Eved, so Havore Baume is all right. That means real Adoch. Havore Baume, not Shriya for half an hour. So that is Muta the Eved, if the Niko took place there, Gimel Yomim. Mashein came, if the Niko took place, Leacha Gimel Yomim, so Havore Baume, if there was Shriya for half an hour, then it is Muta the Eved. But if there was just Adoch Baume, not Shriya, so it's also even there. So all the boso, assuming that Amirtichas boso that comes to a butcher shop, so a real adoche was made, Shriya you can forget about Shriya. Shriya is not made in America. But assuming that real adoche is made, so then according to the Shita of the Taz, in view of the fact that the Niku is not made to Shlisha Yomim, so it's also even David. But it's mashma from the lotion of the Shach, that the Shach holds that the Eved, even the Ramo, is matir. As long as Shriya Me'etes or real Hadoche was made, even though the Nikur was not made, the Nikur of the Dam and the Chilev was not made within Shlishia. All right. Now, there is another Shaila. The Primigodim says here, in Simen Samachtes, and from the Lashon of the Bes Yosef, it's mashma like the Primigodim, that Boso Shesho Gimul Yomim, so in other words, in view of the fact that Boso Shesho Gimul Yomim, beloy miliche. So then it's also to be eaten out the bishop, because the dam is nisyadech, unless you made ishriye. So suppose it was frozen, it was mikrash. The bosal was mikrash. So then he says, if it was mikrash, so even if you pour water over it, I mean, so it's without a veil. Because the whole reason as to why was a shogil yom bele miliche is also because it's nisyabish, it becomes hardened. If it's nikrash, it's certainly nisyabish. So what effect is the water that you pour over it? It's nisyabish to the end of the degree. It becomes hardened to the end of the degree. So mimele, even if you soak the frozen meat in water for half an hour, it's still also aldibish. And it's only mute alditzli. This is what the Primi Godim says, and that's the Vishite of the Chavizdas. Now, the one who is Mekil is the Or HaShulchan. And the Or HaShulchan says, even though the Svora of the Primi Godim seems to be, on the surface, to be very strong Svora, I mean, he says, the whole reason for the Takones Hagenim is because it becomes hardened. If it's frozen, so it's certainly hardened. Could it be more hard than frozen meat? But it's possible to argue the other way, he said. That if it's frozen, and after all, what is, so then, and on frozen meat, you always find certain lachluchas. So memele, it has a din like shorbimai. That's the shittel of Hashulchan. From the lotion of the Bes Yosef, it's much more like the Primi Godim. Not like the Or HaShulchan, but the Or HaShulchan is a big pesek, and because of that, because of the psak of the Or HaShulchan, so the Rabbanut in Israel was mati of frozen meat. And because of that, the Rabbanut in Israel so imports frozen meat from all over, from Switzerland, from the United States, from Mexico, from all over. And because of that, so there is a lot of machlekes and disunity in the Rabbanut. If the Rabbanut in Israel had not been mati of frozen meat, so there could be much more unity in the Rabbanut than we have now. I mean, all right, anyway. So I'm not going to say anything against that, because after all, that has a basis. The Or HaShulchan is matlet. But the Or HaShulchan is certainly not matia. I mean, meat that the chilev and the gidei adam are not minuker within 3 days, and that are sprayed, you know, by a hose, you know, on 2 ends, and not even hadoch merube is made. That no one is matia. That no one is matia. All right. So sheshor shleishi yomim b'lo miliche v'nisar vois echticha b'chtiches achereis. So that's the beetle of Yovish B'Yovish. Yovish B'Yovish means itaruves when we don't know where is the Iser and where is the Heter. But the Iser is Emed B'Mkeimei, and the Heter is Emed B'Mkeimei. Lar B'Lach means that we do know, there is even distribution, the Iser is evenly distributed in the Heter. So if you have Echtichas Bosor that was shol, and then it became mixed up with other chatiches. So that which is shor shlishi yom bele miliche, that's the iser. The other chatiches are heter, but we don't know. So we don't know. In other words, you see, a yovish b'yovish taruves is really subjective taruves. A lar belach taruves is an objective taruves. That's the difference. So the halacha is that in regard to a lar belach taruves, so whether it's min b'minei or min shaloi b'minei, we require shishi. Of course, we don't require shishim midraise by min b'minei, by min shaloi b'minei, because of tam ki ki, also it's midraise. But midrabonu l'chol apoches, so he must have shishim even in taruves of min b'minei, if it is lar b'lach. But yovish b'yovish, so then midraise, every taruves of yovish b'yovish is bottled rov, whether it's min b'minei or min shaloi b'minei, but midrabonu, min shaloi b'minei, min shaloi b'minei, taruves of min shaloi b'minei, yovish b'yovish, midrabonon require shishim. Midrabonon. Midraise, bein min b'minei, bein min shaloi b'minei, bein min b'minei, bein min shaloi b'minei, so is but b'rov. But midrabonon, itaruves yovish b'yovish, min shaloi b'minei, require shishim. Itaruves, yovish b'yovish, min b'minei, so even midrabonon is but b'rov. Why is it that midrabonon Itaruves of Yovish B'Yovish min shaloi b'minei require shishim, so there are two pshotim. One explanation, that's the general explanation, the most reasonable explanation, and that's mentioned by most poskim, because the reason as to why the Chachomim were misaking The reason is why the Chachomim are misaki, that Yovish be Yovish. Yovish be Yovish. Min shaloi be minei should not be bottled off, but should require shishin, because since it's min shaloi be minei, suppose he'll cook them together. So then, and if there is no shishin, so the Yisei will give it tam. Will give it tam in the heta. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaki that it should require shishin. The Yisei v'heta mentions another tam, which is it's a very strange tam. He says that what is Yovish B'Yovish? Yovish B'Yovish means that the Yisar is Emet B'Keime and the Heter is Emet B'Keime, but we don't know which is Yisar and which is Heter. So in a case of Min B'Minei, so then it's impossible to determine which is the Heter, which is the Yisar, because they are the same min. Masha'in ken if the taruves of Yovish B'Yovish is min shaloi b'minei, so memeila there is a way of determining which is this and which is that, because they are different meaning. So memeila it's like dovash yesh, so it's like nikar isa. But if it's like nikar isa, so then if it's like nikar isa, so then it, there is no bitl altogether. Even b'shishimit there won't be any bitl if it's like nikar isa. And then with the right side there is no. There shouldn't be any bitl. But they don't mean Nikar Yisar. Since there is a halach of Nikar Yisar, there is no bitl. So Nikar Yisar, there is no bitl. Midraisa, there is no bitl if Nikar Yisar. But in this case, of Yovish B'Yovish, Min Shalom B'Mini, it's not Nikar Yisar, even though it's two separate meaning. But it's mixed up. We don't know which is a Yisar. But many times, it is possible to determine. So on account of the fact that many times it is possible to determine, so the Chachomim are misakein that it shouldn't become bottle in less than shishi. It shouldn't become bottle in less than shishi. Alright, this is, but the most poskim say that the reason as to why Yovish B'Yovish, Min Shaloi B'Minei, require shishin is because if he's going to be mevashlet, so then it'll give it up. Now, yes. If it's mamish, it can be determined easily, so then with the raisa it's not bottle. If it can be determined very easily. But if it can only be determined with great hardship, then it's not considered like nikar raisa. But here there is a special takone. Because sometimes it can be determined, many times it can be determined, so mainly in all cases, even when it cannot be determined, it shouldn't become bottle in less than shish. So why do you want the misakin shishim? The answer is, if there is shishim parts, then it's much more difficult to determine, you see. So that means the ratio is more than 1/60. So then it is more difficult to determine one from the other. Well, that's the time that the Isaveta mentions. It's a very strange time. All right. Boso shesho shleishi yomim belemuichet. So he becomes but berov, yovish b'yovish. Umuta levashel kulo. Vafilo hoiso ruyo liyishabit. V'chein adin b'nizbashel b'loy miliche v'nisare v'hakein b'achiris. Alright, now, let's see the task. Vafilo, sif vamede. Vafilo hoiso ruyo liyishabit. Now there is aloche, that dobo, that something that is ruyach ticho, ruyo liyishabit, vafilo be'alef the bottom. That comes under the general principle of Dovah Choshuv. So, Chticho, Ruyol is Chabeit, if it is kind of a Chticho that is usually served before important guests, so then it's a Dovah Choshuv. So, Memele, it doesn't become bottle, I feel about it. But that's also only the Rabbon and the Kaloch. And the say everything becomes bottle, even the Dovah Choshuv becomes bottle. So here he says that Boso Shesho Shlesh Yom B'Melich and Nisar Vais Achtir Drachi Reis, I feel like Ruyol is Chabeit, even if that portion of Boso happens to be a Chtuchayul Yishabit, something that you usually serve before important guests. So why is it bottle? But there is a loch in Bittul Yovish B'Yovish that Chtuchayul Yishabit is not bottle. So the answer is, when do we say that Chtuchayul Yishabit is not bottle? Only if the Chticho is Osam Mitzadatzmei. Here, the Boso is not Osam Mitzadatzmei, the Boso is Boso Heter. Why is it Osam? Because of the dam. because of the dam that was nivla. Because the dam that was nifras and was nivla in the chatiche. Now the dam itself is not really ischabit. The dam. The bosor is really ischabit. But not the dam. So memele, and if the bosor per se had been osea, then we could apply this aloche of tichol ischabit. But the bosor per se is heter. It's only osea because the dam was niflat and nivla again by it. So and the dam is not really ischabit. So memele it comes what? Machmas vafloise huili schabit, the Tas says, Lavade, Machmas deno isa machmasatsme, Ela machmasama bulua, Vadam in the huili schabit, umashu have a dovashu yeshu materin, the roibot. But then there is another kashi. Now, in respect to Pshoshli Shiyomim Bilo Miliche, so that's the game say that it's also al debish, but al ditzli, it's muter. So memele it should not become bottle because there is a way of eating it, beheter. Al ditzli, so dovashu yeshu materin, afilubele flibotle. Tiretz Mariz, Thomas Adeshen says, the Afal Pishi Yesh Lehetal Itzli, Mikol Mokein, Ein Lehetal Imashu Osar Achshov, the Hain Ligdeicho. So that Thomas Adeshen says, here it's not Shayach to apply the concept of Dovash Yesh Lematirin, because when can we apply the concept of Dovash Yesh Lematirin? If the same thing that is Osar, in the same way that it is Osar, so it's Yesh Lematirin should become Muda. Let's say, the best example of Dovash Yesh Matirin is Chodosh. Chodosh is a Dovash Yesh Matirin. Afilu Be'elef Lipot. Why the Dovash Yesh Matirin? Because after the Akrovas Eimer, after the Zayin Benissen, so it will come Muter. So the same thing that you are not allowed to eat before the Zayin Benissen, before Akrovas Eimer, after the Zayin Benissen, you are allowed to eat. After the Zayin Benissen, you are allowed to eat. There is a Machlikas Rishenim as to whether Chometz is a Dovash Yesh Matirin. So the Rambam Shita is that Chometz is also Dovash Yesh Matirin. The Arishenim Wachid Mordechai is Chilek on the Rambam. So the Rambam Shita is that Chometz is Dovash Yesh Matirin because after Pesach it is Muter. After Pesach it is Muter. The Mordechai says it's not Dovash Yesh Matirin because when the next Pesach comes, it will again become Osa. So Memele the Mordechai says, Chometz is Dovash Yesh Matirin. Mashen ki Chodosh, so once the Tzayim Benissen expires, so then it will always be Muter. It will always be Muter. So that's it, Dovash Yesh Matirin. So over there, the same thing, and in the way it's osa now, after the Zayin Benissen, it will be muta. Masha'in can hear the boss of Shesho, Gimul Yom Bloy Meliche. So al the Bishul, it will never be muta. Never. And al the Tzli, so right now it's muta. So it has nothing to do with the Vashish Matirin. So if we'll say, just because, for the same reason that the Dovash Yesh Matirin is osa. So here too, in as much as you can eat it in a certain way, beheter, so the melee should not become bottle. So the Thomas Adeshen says there is no such a law. All right. Now, Ugdeilu Mizuho Yola Shulchanoruch Lichtei Vafilotei Gimul Yomim B'chticho Sholeinim Lecho Chticho Sholeinim Lecho Shenisavo Im Shtei Chtiches Shenisavo Im Shtei Chtiches Shenim Lecho Mutori ואין צורך למלך הסכום המסוף, וכן כוסף השאל בפירש, וכל הבוסו. להבא דובר של מטירים, כיוון שצורך יצויה למלכי, כמו בכלי. Now, so the marshal gives another reason, as to why it's not a dover, it's not a dover שיש למטירים. In regard to חתיכו שלו נמלכו, שניסר בו, עם שתי חתיכס שנמלכו, so he's מטורים. So over there, the marshal could also give the same reason, because על ביצלי, it's מוטה. And but al the bishul it is never muter, but the mashal gives a different reason. Why? Because it involves itzoy. So memele the trumas adeshen. So he says kibim shetzorch itzoy eli melchit moy blechli v'hava al boso din yovish biyovish shemvoya b'simen kufiut. All right. So memele. So that the mashal gives that reason over there, because it involves. But in the case of boso shesho gimul yom v'lo meliche. So the Thomas Adeshen says it's not a Dovash Yesh Matirin because al the Bishul it will never be muta. So even though the Thomas Adeshen's Svore seems to be a Svore Pshute, but there is a Machlekes Rishenim on that. The Rif is Chilik on the Thomas Adeshen. The Thomas Adeshen apparently agrees with the Shita of the Rav Yom. Now there is a sugya in the Gemore. Whether Reiche is Milse or Reiche is Lav Milse. What does it mean, Reiche Milse, Reiche Lav Milse? Suppose you broil in the same in the same stove, in the same oven, you broil boson nevele and boson shchuta at the same time. They don't touch each other. If they touch each other, so then there is bria. It's not a shayla of reich. But suppose you have an oven and you put here a boson shchuta and next to it, but not touching it, you put boson nevele. So bria there isn't, but there is reich. It absorbed the boson shchuta as a result of being broiled in the same oven together with the boson nevele, absorbed the reich. The reich. So what there is machlekes between Rav and Levi as to whether reiche is milse or reiche is lav milse. Reiche is lav milse. Now, so Rav says that reiche is milse, and Levi says that reiche is lav milse. We passed like Levi that reiche is lav milse. So bosa shchuto shetzole being bosa nevela, and they didn't touch each other, just absorb the reiach. So is muta. So is muta David. Now, so the Rav says that the reason is why Rav says that Reiche is Milse, because Rav Lishitosi, Rav holds that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mine, he asas b'mashu, Rav so holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mine, asas b'mashu, and Reiche is considered like Mashu. So Memele Levi, he holds that min b'mine is both. Does not as a mashu. So Memele Reiche, which is like mashu, is also muta. Mashenkin Rav holds that mimimine as a mashu, so Reiche is like mashu. So Memele Dagif says, true, we pass like Levi, that Reiche lav milse. Why? Because mashu doesn't aser. So everything becomes bottle bishishim. Mashenkin, in the case of a piece of bread that was baked or toasted in the same oven as bosom. So then it didn't touch the bosom. So that piece of bread absorbed the reyach of the bosom. So then in view of the fact that he can eat that bread only with bosom, he doesn't have to eat it with milk, he can use that bread by eating it together with bosom. So mimele, he will not be allowed to eat that bread together with cholov. That's what the Rif says in Gidanoshi. In Gidanoshi. Why? Because in view of the fact that he can eat the bread with boso, he doesn't have to use that bread in connection with cholov. So it's a dova sheyesh lematirin. So even mashu asas. So I feel better of the bottle. And reiche is mashu. And the only reason as to why we pass like Levi is because Reiche is Mashu, and Mashu, he doesn't aser. But by Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, Mashu does aser, afilu belef lebotul, so Memele becomes aser. Right, there's another kashe. Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirin, afilu belef lebotul, only applies to min b'minei, but not min shaloi b'minei, where bread was baked or toasted, together with boso, so that bread and boso, that's minshaloi b'minei, it's another kasha, we're not learning taruvis now. But anyway, so we see from that reef, that the reef is chelik and the lomdes of the Mari, of the Trumas Hadesh. So the Ravyo is masik on the reef. And he says, here it's not shayach to say, dova sheyesh l'matirin, because dova sheyesh l'matirin is only when the same thing that is osa now, so sometimes later it can become muta. But here, this bread, that was baked together with boso, it becomes osea to eat with cholov. So, but with boso it's not osea. So in other words, the Ravyo agrees with the svar of the Mari. So this is analogous to the Rif's case. So we see that we don't pass like the Rif. I mean, we pass like the Rabbi. All right. Now, the Shach. Sif Nunei. V'nisarvo yisachticho ba'achiris. Peiru she'nisarvo b'chtichas achirus shal isho adayin gimu yom. V'lo inim loch adayin. Yizmut alivah shel kolom keshiim lachkot. So one example is where boso shesho shleishe yomim was nisarvo b'chtichas achiris shal isho v'lo inim loch adayin. So is mutalevashe kulon, kisheim lach kulon. כשאם לך כולם. אינה ממהר שכבונים לך כולם. ויחס נמלוך אחר ששור גימו יומים. ואחר יסנים לחותיה גימו יומים. דימות הלווה של כולם בלוי מליחה. סור עם בור ציון. פתי לברו, וקומש מלון. דלוי תאים את דהב הדובה שיש למתירים בצלי. דלוי צלי, לוי נסע מייל. ואין לי כמה נסים עם כולבי. נאו ברוב, סור יתתי לברוב, צורכים. דוקאי מלון לי כמה. סימן קופטס, דימים בבשנים מיני צורך שישים, מטעם דים יבש להם ייתן טעם, אם כן הוכה המייסג ברוב, הו אדם ייתן טעם כשיבש לו. אדם ייתן טעם כשיבש לו. So the cash of the shach is, why do we say that it becomes bottle berov? But our loche is that yovish b'yovish is only bottle berov by min b'minei. Min shaloi b'minei, not. Why is min shaloi b'minei different than min b'minei? Because by min b'minei, even if you are mivashel, it will not give a special tam, a tam of isya. Mashein came by min shaloi b'minei, so it will give a tam isya. But here, too, the chtiche that is osir is min b'minei with adach tiches. The adach tiches are boso, and this is also boso. But suppose you'll cook this chtiche, the shor shloisha yom l'mlicha, together with the adach tiches. Then it will become, it will give it tam, if there is no shishim. So because of that, we require shishim. So here too, this bosa sheshor shloish yom v'lemeliche, shloish yom v'lemeliche. So mimele, if it will be cooked with adach tiches with which it was nisarev, so it will give it tam. So it shouldn't be bottle b'rov. This is what he says. Im ken hocha ma'isari b'rov, ho adam yitn tam, kishayivash. Miu ha'amari v'amechaber, l'kashe mide. The efshad isvirlei. תכיוון דיבוסו ששור גימול יומי בלוי מליחי חומר סגייני יש להם עד הגין לגוזו כולה so that's the שח שיטה לשיטוס the שח שיטה is that it's a new תקונה בוסו שגום נולכי מצנת תקונה סגייני was not just declaratory of the מציאס so ממילא since it's new תקונה so ממילא we don't have to ממחמיה that it should require שיש וחי גם נקוסת בשביל עשרה בארנו שעשו סימן קופה אינטז, בבוסה ששור גיליון במיחה ונסבשל, דימה אחר שאין לו חומוס הגנים, נראה שישליס מחר הרייבת, דסביר לה אפילו בבוסה שנסבשל במיחה, דין צורך שיש נגד כל חתיכה, אלו משארים ומי נופק נגד. I mentioned the sheet of the rivet, we don't pass like that. According to the rivet, so even בוסה שנסבשל במי מליחה, so we do not require שישים. So according to all the other שאינים, we require שישים נגד כל חתיכה. Why? Because usually it's difficult to determine how much dam there is. So maybe we have to consider the maximum. Because if you don't know how much, so the only sure way is by considering the volume of the chetiche itself. But the raivet chite is that if we do determine in a fair way, I mean, how much dam there is contained in the chetiche, then we don't need shishim neged whole chetiche, but neged that quantity that we determine. So he says, Rabban Shashun says in the Chuvas that Ligabe, the Chumras Agenim, we can rely on the Shiras Arayim. El Mishamelach, El Shoyim Lohokil Yemais, Adkan Vor, Av. So Memele, against the Mari, the Matumas Adeshen, the Mechaber, there is no Kashi. But the Kashi is on the Ramo, because the Ramo applies the same Alohe Ligabe, V'chein Hadim bin Izbash El Beloi Meliche, V'nisar V'hakim V'acheres, that's Medina the Gemara, Oseh. So why should it become bottle berov? It should require shishi, even by yovish b'yovish. Aval harav kosher di kosav kein, chimash mash maname, di bottle berov, uchit chosav b'tiras chatas kval beis, di mgimu behedye. So, aval harav kosher, mash maname di bottle berov, uchit chosav b'tiras chatas, di mgimu behedye, vobosa shnizbashol b'loi miliche, מדינו עושה, מי הוא האיסה והתר לקש ימיד? Who is the one who says the רמוז דין? That הוא הדין בנסבשל בו ימליחה, וניסה רבה כן דחתיכס. So it becomes what the rov, the איסה והתר. But איסה והתר gives a different explanation as to why יובש ביובש מין שלו במיני require שישים. Because it's sometimes it's possible to determine which is which. אבל איסה ואתה לקה שמידי דוס לי טיימי דיסביר להודו יובי ויובי שלו מיני צורך סמך אין הטעם משום ניתן טעם כשיבה שלהם אלא משום שניקרו דובו שיש לי את הקונקצס להכירו איסר ולהסירי so but it's not considered ניקר איסר ניקר איסר is when it's ממש ניקר איסר but when But when it involves great difficulty, so then it's not Nikaoisa. And in this case, the Chachomim were misaking that even if it's impossible to determine one from the other, so it still requires Shishim. But on account of the fact that many times it will be possible, so because of that there was a Takon. So that's only Shai. So Mimele, that's only Shayach if the whole Chatiche is Min Shaloi B'minei. Masha'inkin here, when the Chatiche as such is Min B'minei. This is Bosor and the other Chatiches are Bosor. But the dam, the thing that asas the chatiche, is min shaloi b'minei. So memele, in such a case, we do not require shishi. So he says, if, maybe the Tum Sadeshin also agrees with that Tam. So then there is no kasha against the Tum Sadeshin. Aval Arab, this will at Tam Dilil, because she basli. So then it will give it Tam. Because of Shom, kasha. V'derek l'chalek, d'yoche shane do isa balua. V'efshea, so he says, v'derek l'chalek, d'yoche shane do isa balua. Do isa balua. So the Shach says Dechak. As a matter of fact, I mean, I don't see why this is a Dechak. This seems to be quite reasonable. And the Shach apparently held that it is Dechak. Because we can very simply distinguish this case from the case of Yovish B'Yovish, Mimimim. First of all, even in regard to the case of Yovish B'Yovish, of a real Min Shaloi B'Yovish, So then, not according to all the Sheni, can we mention that Tam? You see that the Isa V'Heter does not approve of that Tam. Why doesn't the Isa V'Heter approve of that Tam? Why did the Isa V'Heter have to think of another Tam, which is, superficially, it appears strange, because many times it's possible to determine one from the other, so Memele, it is similar to Nikarisa. It's not Nikarisa, but it's similar to Nikarisa. Why couldn't he explain it the way the other poskim explain it? Because if you are mivashlet, so then it will give it up. So we can say, first of all, that the Isa V'Heter agrees with the Shita of the Rosh. Now there is a machlekes in Simen Kuftes. So you'll see that there is a basic machlekes between the Rajbo and the Rosh. As to the Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish. We say that Yovish B'Yovish becomes bottled off. So suppose one Chticha of Nevele was Nisari with two Chtichas of Shchuto, so he becomes bottled. So the Rosh says that if one Chticha of Nevele was Nisari with two Chtichas of Shchuto, then you can eat all the three Chtichas Bivasachas. And you cannot say, how can he eat all the three chatichas b'vasachas? He is eating the nevele. The answer is, how about a tipas cholov that fell into boso? And if there is shishim, so you can eat it, but he is eating the cholov. How about a tipas nevele that fell into heter? If there is shishim, you eat it, but you eat the tipas isar also. The answer is, the tipas isar is also nepach leheter. Because that's the pshat of Beetle, that the Iser is Nepach Leheter. So the Rosh says the same thing is true of Yovish B'Yovish. If one Chtiche of Nevele was mixed up with two Chtiches of Shuto, so you can take all the three Chtiches, make a sandwich of the three Chtiches, and eat them B'Vasachas. But you'll certainly be eating the heretofore Nevele. The answer is the heretofore Nevele, but now it's not Nevele, because as a result of the Taruves of Beetle Birov, the Iser was Nepach Leheter. This is the sheet of the Rosh. The Rajbo says, no. The Rajbo says that you can only eat it with basachas. But basachas not. So if one chticha of nevele was nisari, with two chtichas of shchuto, so the Rajbo says, you can eat each chticha separately, but to eat it with basachas not. Because if you eat it basachas, then you are definitely eating the Isa. So usually it is assumed that the machlikas between the Rajbo, between the Rashba and the Rosh consists in this question. Now, by Lach Bilach, when a Tipas Isser falls into Heter and Delishishim, so then the essence of Bittl means that the Isser is never there. Mashein came by Yovish B'Yovish. So the Rosh Ite is that the Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish. Yovish B'Yovish means the Isar is even became A, the Heter is even became A. And the Taruves is only in our minds. It's only a subjective Taruves. There is no objective Taruves. So the Shita of the Rosh is that even Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish, where the Taruves is in our minds, not in the Mitzies, it's also the Isar is never later. That is also the Xerzakos of Bittl. The Rashba, this is how it is usually explained. The Rashba Shita is not. By Lach Bilach, where there is even distribution, so then the Isar is Nepach Leheter. But by Yovish B'Yovish, where there is no even distribution, and there is no objective distribution altogether, even or uneven, it's only a subjective Taruves. So there is no Aloche of Isar Nepach Leheter. But the whole din of Bittl B'Rov by Yovish B'Yovish is the din of Kol D'Porish Meru B'Porish. So it's the Bittl of Rov. So in other words, let's say there were three chatiches, so then I can eat, according to the Rashba, I can eat each chatiche separately, because when I eat this chatiche, I say, call the Polish, miru the Polish. This chatiche is not the chatiches Yisrael, but it's one of the rough chatiches of Eta. And when I eat the second chatiche, I also say, call the Polish, miru the Polish. And when I eat the third chatiche, so I say, call the Polish, miru the Polish, the chatiches Yisrael was already eaten up by me. Now I'm eating it. This is how the Rashba is explained. Now, but there is, I mean, we're not learning Taruves, there is a raya that the Rashba Shita is not like that. So the pshat in the Rashba is not that by Yovish B'Yovish, so there is no aloha of Isa Nepach Leheter. The Rashba is made it to the Rosh, that by Yovish B'Yovish, there is also aloha of Isa Nepach Leheter. But the Rashba Shite is that there is still a difference between Lach Bilach and Yovish B'Yovish. By Lach Bilach, so the holding of Bittl consists of Isa Nepach Leheter. By Yovish B'Yovish, there is also aloha of Isa Nepach Leheter, according to the Rashba. Because if the Rashba had held that by Yovish B'Yovish there is no din of Isa Nepach Leheter, so the Rashba wouldn't be matter you to the same person to eat all the three chatiches b'zeh chazeh. So what if it's b'zeh chazeh? So you can say, b'zeh chazeh, this is how some say. B'zeh chazeh, so when he eats the first chatiche, so he says, kol b'poris mechu b'poris, the other two chatiches. And then when he eats the second chatiche, he says, kol b'poris mechu b'poris. So in other words, that this chatiche is of the rov that is Heter. And when you eat the third chatiche, so you say this is also of the Heter. And the Iser I already ate. But then you are deceiving yourself. I mean, so in other words, you are doing it varies of your dying. But the Rashba is also made it, that there is a halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter by Yovish B'Yovish. But the Rashba holds by Lach Bilach, so the only din of Bittl consists of Isa Nepach Leheter. By Yovish B'Yovish, where there is no objective Taruves altogether, and where the Taruves is only subjective in the human mind, so then we say Isa Nepach Leheter. But in order to apply the halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter, there must be the Birur of Rov must be established. So in other words, so the Rashba says he can eat each chatiche separately. So when he eats one chatiche separately, so, and he asks the kashe, is there a Birur of Rov that this chatiche is not Iser? Yes, call the Polish, call the Polish. So in this vis-a-vis a single chatiche, so the Birur of Rov takes effect, so Memele, once the Birur of Rov is established, so even if Klap Ishmael is Galye, that this happens to be not of the Rov Chatiche Seter, it happens to be Iser, so it's also Nepach Leheter. It's also Nepach Leheter. That's the reason as to why the Rashba says he can eat each, the same person can eat each Chatiche separately. But he should be confronted with his Tire, so he'll be eating Iser. The answer is the Rashba agrees with the Rosh. that there is aloche of visanepach leheter, kabi yovish v'yovish tu. But the Rosh says there is aloche of visanepach leheter without the birur of kol diporish. The Rashba says, v'yovish v'yovish, iser can be nepach leheter only if the birur of kol diporish birur beporish takes effect. So vis-a-vis a single chaticha, the eating of a single chaticha, so the birur of kol diporish birur beporish takes effect. So mainly if it does take effect, now let's say, if he is to ask us, Ishaile, I have this chaticha. I don't know whether this is the chaticha sister or whether it's chaticha seter. So what will we pask him? So we'll pask him on the basis of the birur of rov, of kol diporish merubeh porish, it can be safely presumed that this chaticha is a chaticha seter. So memele, the birur of kol diporish applies. So memele, even if klapishmaya is galye, that it's not a heter, so it becomes it. Mashein came when he wants to eat them. When he wants to eat the three chtichas together. So then the birur of kol diporish doesn't even take effect. So memele there is no isa nepach leheter either. There is such a shitas rishenim. That by yovish biyovish, so there is no haloche of isa nepach leheter altogether. Only the birur of rov. That's the shita of the Teisus Rid in Bor Basra Daf Lamed Aleph. So the shita of the Teisus Rid in Bor Basra Daf Lamed Aleph says that when one chticha of nevela, he mentions that example, was nisarid with two chtichas of shchuto, so then he is allowed to eat only one chticha. But the same person, he says, cannot eat two chtichas. If altogether you have three chtichas, so one person is allowed to eat only one chticha. So then he relies on the birur of rov, called the polish merubeh polish. Even though it's possible that it's not of the rov, all right, but the Torah says that we don't have to be chayshish for a miut. So we can rely on rov. But for the same person, he says, to eat all the three chatiches, so he'll be either an isa deraisa. And not only for the same person to eat all the three chatiches, that is, the street says, to be awesome deraisa. For the same person to eat two chatiches out of the three, you'll also be awesome deraisa. Only if one person eats one chatiche of the three, so then he can rely on the birur of rov. So that is a sri chitim bo basra daf lamed aleph is like that. That by yovish biyovish, what the taruves is subjective only in your mind. There is no aloha of isa nepach leheter altogether. So because of that, he asks not only to eat all the three chatiches bivasachas, but he asks the same person to eat the three chatiches vazeachaseh, and not only the three chatiches, even two chatiches. Only one chatiche he can eat. So then he relies on the birur of rov, the same way as you eat meat. Maybe the behemoth was a treife. The answer is we rely on rov. So here too, when he eats only one chatiche, he relies on rov. The taz, but you see, so the tesis richite is definitely that the haloche of isa nepach leheter doesn't apply to yovish biyovish. But the Rashba is matir, the same person to eat the three chatiches b'zeach hazeh, he only asks us to eat it b'vasach haz. So it couldn't be that he holds that there is no isa nepach leheter. If there is no isa nepach leheter, how could he give an eitzah to a person to deceive himself and eat the veile? So he's eimer an isa deraisa. But the Rashba shita is that there is aloha of isa nepach leheter. But the aloha of isa nepach leheter is contingent upon the birur of rov. So vis-a-vis a single chatiche. So achille of a single chatiche, the birur of rov takes effect. So memele, even if klapishmai is galia that it's not of the rov, it becomes heter, isa nepach leheter. But vis-a-vis the three chatiche.